Absolutely loving it here. I can't lie, I can't hide my feelings. I'm really enjoying my football. It's reignited my fire, my desire. Sounds a bit like a song there, doesn't it? Take that, I think. Take that song there. I can't lie. I've been loving it. The fans have been brilliant with me. You guys have been brilliant with me. The management staff, everyone's been first class, and I can't thank you guys enough, and hopefully I can continue that until January and see where it takes us.
Can you put your finger on why you're enjoying it so much here?
I think the way I want to play football, the way my style of football is, I like to get forward. I like to play football the right way, and I think the style of play here suits my game down to the ground, and I think it's getting the best out of me at the moment. I've got more to offer, and so are the lads, but I think it's a great step forward the last month and a bit while I've been here. I love defending. I love getting stuck in. Ever since I was a kid, I love getting my knees dirty, getting sliding, coming off the pitch with mud all over me and my face, you know, and all that. But I love getting forward. I love scoring goals, creating goals, and I want to do a bit more of that for Walsall and keep these clean sheets. I think that's our third one, I think it was, the other night on Saturday, and we need more of them to be successful.
You'd like to add goals to your game as well, would you?
Oh, most definitely, yeah. That was my Sheffield the other week, with my 40th career goal. So it's not too bad for a left back. So I want to add a few more of them. I need to score a few more at set pieces. I'm a threat at set pieces, but I haven't really got my head on any of them so far. So hopefully this Saturday or next couple of games, you'll see me get on the score sheet from a set piece.
And Coventry, obviously, in the context of the season, is a big game. It's a local derby for the club and a chance to push on and build what you've already achieved so far.
Yeah, the M6 El Clasico, I think they call it, don't they? But against a side that have struggled at the start, shouldn't be where they are, a very good side, as everyone knows in this room, yeah, anyone and out there, anyone could beat anyone in this league. So we have to be at our game like we have been the last month or so to come out with a positive result.
And rising to the occasion in the derby atmosphere, lots of players tend to do that, and hopefully that's the case for Walsall this week.
Yeah, I think it was brilliant. Shrewsbury, last week, 2 weeks ago, what an atmosphere that was. It was brilliant. Their fans made some great noise. Our fans counteracted that and were drowning their noise out, and it was brilliant. It was great to play in, especially these colder days that are coming with the floodlights coming on. It's a great atmosphere, and we need to do that again, get the crowd to help us along the way and push us over the line, because they do make a massive difference. There's no lies about that.
You mentioned you're here till January, then what?
Yeah, I'm just going to take it game by game, see where we go. I say, I can't hide my feelings. I really like the club. It's a great location for me as well. My wife are from Somerset, and we've got a house in Doncaster, so we're right in the middle, and I really enjoy my football. But that's something that we will discuss, I think, nearer the time, because at the moment I'm playing with freedom, I'm playing with no pressure, and I'm really enjoying it.
So as you say, you'd like to stay, ideally?
Ideally, yeah. You never know in any walk of life what's around the corner coming into November. So I've got 2 full months to play, and then a little bit of January, and hopefully the right decision will be made. And I would, as I say, ideally, I would like to carry on how I'm doing, playing football and playing for a club that I really like, and that is Walsall at the moment.